Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Gimbel. On this day, February 17, 2014, Devo guitarist Bob Casale dies of heart failure at the age of 61. The band had a string of new wave hits, including Whip It and Girl You Want. On this day in 2012, Michael Davis, part of the MC5 lineup, who rose to prominence with their 1969 track Kick Out the Jams, dies following treatment for liver disease. He was 68. On this day in 2006, Elvis Presley's only child, Lisa Marie, marries guitarist and music director Michael Lockwood in Japan. Lisa was formerly married to Danny Keough from 1988 to 1994, Michael Jackson from 1994 to 1996, and Nicolas Cage for a short time in 2002. Lisa's mother, Priscilla, attended and was part of the traditional Japanese wedding service. On this day in 2006, Bill Cousill, who led his band The Cousills on their 1967 hit The Rain, The Park, and The Other Things, dies at the age of 58. His family learned of his death shortly after a memorial for his brother Barry, who drowned in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. On this day in 1973, the rock ensemble Free, who reached number 4 in the U.S. in 1970 with All Right Now, play their final show at Florida's Hollywood Sportatorium. Vocalist Paul Rogers and drummer Simon Kirk will move on to form Bad Company. On this day in 1966, James Brown records It's a Man's, Man's, Man's World at Bob Gallo's Talent Masters Studio in New York. The song would top the Billboard R&B chart. It was originally called It's a Man's World, but Brown added the extra words to the title as a reference to the 1963 hit comedy It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. And on this day, February 17, 1960, after achieving more than 15 million in sales with one record label, a legendary duo signed a 10-year, $1 million contract with Warner Brothers Records, where they will enjoy 8 more top 40 hits. Who are they, and what was their very first hit? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, February 17, 1960, after achieving more than 15 million in sales with Cadence Records, the Everly Brothers signed a 10-year, $1 million contract with Warner Brothers, where they will enjoy 8 more top 40 hits over the next 7 years. But the chain of hits all began with Bye Bye Love.
Bye Bye Love. Bye Bye Happiness. Hello Loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye Bye Love. Bye Bye Sweet Caress. Hello Emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye Bye My Love. Goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance that might have been. Bye-bye love, bye-bye happiness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye love. Bye bye sweet caress. Hello emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye bye my love. Goodbye. I'm through with romance. I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love.